Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are so many things in life that we can compare to business. There are so many observations that we can make. They're all around us. All we have to do is open our eyes. I'm sure many of you have heard of yoga. Yoga is an exercise routine that helps you create physical, mental, discipline practices to improve flexibility, breathing, reduce your stress, and maintain your health. So there are many people that are big opponents to yoga, and there are many types of yoga, and there are many poses that you can take, and you can certainly go on Google and research all of that. But there is a correlation between yoga and business. So let's take them one at a time. You need to have flexibility in business. Yoga helps you become flexible. And when I say about flexibility, well, you're going right along, you have this great business plan, you think everything's in place, and all of a sudden it's not working. You need to be willing to absolutely change it. You have a great staff of people. All of a sudden, one of your key people leave. You need to be flexible. All of a sudden, your bank calls you up and they go, I don't think we're renewing your line of credit. You need to be prepared. You need to be flexible. You need to be able to make decisions. You need to be able to change things. You need to be able to work in the environment that you are in. You need to breathe. You need to not get upset, not to get panicked. You need to turn around and you need to say to yourself, okay, I can do this. You also need to decrease your stress. And how do you decrease your stress in business? Well, you can do yoga, that's for sure. But one of the ways that you decrease your stress in business is by turning around and understanding your business, understanding the flow of your business, understanding what's needed. If you decrease the stress in your business, you get mental clarity, mental health, very important. Because while you're in a ball of confusion and a ball of stress, you can't very well think clearly. You can't think about what the next move is. You can't think about what you need to do. So there are many comparisons between yoga and business. Business is not something we do for an hour or a day or a week or a year. It's something that we do for a lifetime. So is yoga. We absolutely need to understand where we're going, what we want to accomplish, what we want to have happen. We need to make the right moves, and if we're not making the right moves, we need to be flexible enough to change things. We need to be flexible enough not to have an ego and stick with something that's just not working. And when we do that, well, you know what the results are. The gloomy skies yesterday, the cloud hanging over your business, the pouring down rain yesterday, that was yesterday. With mental clarity, with flexibility, with breathing, you will be able to put yourself in a position of moving everything forward and making it happen. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.